This right now is a Nomad with an oldie but a goodie called Destinations. I'm going to pull it down and use it as a little bit of a bed to talk over. We should have Dame on, aka the Nomad, on the line there.
Kia ora, bro. How are you?
Good. Where are you beaming in from at the moment, mate?
Down in Nelson. Oh, yeah, we had a gig at the Playhouse on Saturday night, which was like a really awesome night, actually. It was a really, really special night, really cool crowd, and we dropped a lot of new material, especially just for them. So they didn't know that was going to happen, so it was a bit of a surprise for everybody. And had MC Antsman there with me and my wife, Miss Meow, and Emphonic supporting as well. So, yeah, it was a really, really good night. And these remixes and the new tunes are just banging. They're going off. So it's really, really good to use them as a guinea pig.
Yes. And now, would you say, like, Nelson is kind of the Nomad's spiritual home?
Definitely not.
Okay. Definitely not. I was just like, oh, the gathering, yeah.
No, that's Auckland, mate. Definitely Auckland. No, I guess back in the day, like used to do all the gatherings and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was born in Dunedin, but I started making music in Christchurch, so I've got a really huge connection with Christchurch.
Okay.
But when we do gigs down there, there's a lot of people that come that were there at the beginning of the journey when everything all started. So, yeah, I reckon if there's going to be a spiritual place, it'd probably be Christchurch, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah. Rad. Right.
Just with that connection with the history and everything, yeah.
Now, you've obviously been on a big tip reissuing a lot of your music on vinyl. I think you're about to hit. You've been doing compilation type releases of, I guess, a career spanning, you know, snapshot of your career. You're just about to hit your third reissue. Tell us about the reissue process and how it's been unfolding for you.
Well, this one is Infinite Part 3, which is the last of the series. And with the artwork, it's very amazing, beautiful artwork that my friend Francis, he's based over in Paris. He's an ex-Kiwi, but he lives over there. He's been doing all the design work. And the three vinyls, when you put them together, they create an image.
Oh, wow.
So we're on the last. Yeah, so the first one is that little creature, and then the second one was the lotus flower, and you put them together and the little creature's worshipping the lotus flower. And the next one, which the artwork comes in tomorrow morning, then we send it off to Holiday, and that's basically the last part of the image. So it's like all limited edition. The last two have we've got like about, the first one completely sold out really quick. The last one, we've got about 10 copies left, and that's it. And then the next one comes out in October, which is really exciting. We've got a big release party over in Littleton for that.
Yes.
And we have 9 brand new remixes of my old classic tunes that have been remixed from different producers around New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And then a brand new single, Momentum, that I've just sort of finished that got released this morning worldwide. So, and then we have a Sal Dub remix. Remember, I don't know if you've heard the For the Love of It remix I did back in 1999.
No.
That's been remastered. That's a killer tune. It's been remastered. And also a Black Seeds remix that I've done. And then some, another 4 old good tracks of mine. So I've pretty much got a dream of mine was to put all my best tracks and all my best old catalog stuff onto vinyl. And we're pretty much there now. So that's exciting. It's time for me to smash into the new album, which is coming along really, really well. I'm just starting another track with Barnaby Ware at the moment, which is the another drum and bass tune. So yes, she's motoring along nicely.
So this is obviously you're reissuing a bunch of stuff and there's a bunch of remixes, but what you're currently working on is like essentially your first new music in about 10 years, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So there's about 4 or 5 tracks in the pipeline at the moment. There's one finished. There's another one that's going to be released in November with Barnaby doing vocals. So that's going to be on the new album, which comes out next year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really good timing wise with everything. It's just everything's lining up really well, and you know the new album will come out, and obviously we'll do a big tour and music videos and stuff like that. So yeah, just keeping the momentum going, my bro.
What's fired you up to put out new music, mate? What's been the inspiration behind it all?
Well, I did the Infinite stuff, you know, the tour and all those vinyls and stuff, and then I did a show in Wellington in April. And it was the last gig of the Infinite tour, And about a week beforehand, I had a really sore hamstring. So I went to the hospital a couple of times and they said, oh, you know, just do some stretches, here's some painkillers, and went to another hospital in Blenheim and then went to Wellington. And then by the time I got to Wellington, I had to actually fly up from Blenheim to Wellington. My wife took the car over in the ferry, and so by then I couldn't actually walk. So I was thinking to myself, this is 50-50, I might have to cancel a sold out show at San Fran. And it was a bit crazy. So I got the crew to set up, and I was basically in the hotel and I couldn't walk. So basically I had sort of on quite a few tremadoles to get myself onto stage that night. And I performed sitting down with Tim Budgen, who was doing all the visuals, and look, most people didn't actually know what was going on at all. So I just thought of the show and the drugs got me through it. And then about 2 o'clock in the morning, my wife had a look at my leg and it was really swollen, had a bit of a weird color to it. So she took me to the hospital, and I was in hospital for a couple of days, and they treated me for a hematoma.
Yep.
And then came out of hospital and finally got down to Blenheim, and then woke up, my ankle had swollen up, and my wife was like, geez, we need to get back to the hospital. So we went back to the hospital, it was like multiple times at the hospital sort of thing. And then the hospital did an emergency ultrasound, and they said, you've got an extensive blood clot from your groin down your leg. Oh my God, you're so lucky to be alive. We can't believe you're not dead. And I had to take, you know, 2 months to learn how to walk again. And so it was just a lot of reflection on life and sort of writing some lyrics and sort of getting a bit of inspiration. And then for some reason, something just kicked in, and just went, every time I went into the studio, I was just doing some amazing work. And just, I guess it just sort of, you have a bit of a different outlook on life when you sort of almost lose life and you sort of start reflecting on things and start sort of having a different sort of outlook on what you want to do with your precious time on this earth, you know?
Yes. yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and definitely looking after my health. I gave up drinking a while ago, and just drink black tea now with a bit of honey. That's my buzz.
Yes.
And it's been really good for my wallet and also my mental health and also my creativity and everything else. So it's been really good, and it's been a blessing in disguise, really.
Yeah. Now we've got one of the brand new tracks here lined up out today, Momentum. I've got both the original track and the club mix in here. Which one would you like us to play this morning, and what can you tell us?
Yeah, the club version is quite cool. It's just a bit more extended. It's kind of, instead of going getting straight into it, there's a bit more of a intro for DJs that will play out and sort of want to mix it with other tunes. So, and it sort of gives you a bit more of anticipation, I guess. It's not straight into the vocal, so it gives you a bit more of a vibe on the tune, and then the vocals come in sort of thing.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Well, shall we hit Momentum? And so people can find this on all the streaming platforms. I'm assuming
everything, Bandcamp and iTunes and Spotify and YouTube Music. It's just pretty much everywhere. Yeah.
Yes. And just obviously,
and it's also coming out on the next vinyl as well, which is really, really exciting. And we've got the remixes are just killer. You're going to love them. So we're going to send those out to radio pretty soon. So you'll get all those. So, and there's some really, really cool remixes on there. Some of them are just went off at the gig. So it's really exciting.
Excellent. Hey, Damon, thank you. Damon, the Nomad, aka the Nomad. Thank you for chatting to us this morning on Beef and Breakfast. We're gonna hit Momentum featuring Michelle Ducre, the club mix. Go get it.
Turn it up. Thanks. Good to talk to you, my bro.
Yeah, all good, brother. Okay, let's hit it.